mama. A word that we all know, a word some of us hear 1,000 times a day, and some are anxiously waiting for.
It's a title accompanied by immense joy, deep loss, and hearty laughter.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Marin.
We love mamas, and we love your strength and your sacrifice. We honor your easy days and the days where you hide in a closet.
Because we have them too.
We know that moms need moms, and that's where we come in.
And the best part is, you can show up in your messy buns and sweatpants and we'll never know.
In fact, we're probably in ours too.
We hear you and we want to connect with you. This is your community.
So welcome to our sisterhood.
Welcome to our circle.
Welcome to the mamahood.
Hi, mamas, and welcome to episode 3 of the Mamahood podcast. I'm Marin Drew Bay, here with Aubrey Grossen.
Hey, we are so glad you guys have joined us today. We're actually talking about a topic that often goes unmentioned, but it actually affects almost every mom at some point in their motherhood journey, which is motherhood loneliness.
We're so excited to talk about this today. But first, we are going to try something on all of our episodes just for fun. We decided we're going to share with you guys a fail. Things just go awry sometimes.
It's so true.
And so we're going to be sharing one of our hard moments from the week and then a mom win too. Something that we felt went really right for us that week, or something we learned, or a new product we loved. And we're going to try and do this on every episode at the start. And I think it'll be fun.
I know. And I want to hear what listeners have to say too about their mom fails and wins, because
yeah, totally.
I feel like we all have them.
Yeah, totally. Do you want to go first?
Oh man.
What was your fail?
So this week, you guys, I feel like I have 1,000 fails to choose from. But I had a little boy over playing. Allie, if you're listening to this, it's totally your little kid. But he was playing at our house, and I was doing something with the girls, helping, I think, one of them go to sleep or something. I was in the other room. And all of a sudden, I couldn't hear the boys playing. And I was like, I don't even know where they are. I thought they were downstairs maybe, like bouncing. We have a bounce house in our basement. So I go downstairs. They're not. And I'm like pacing around my house. My house isn't even that big. And I'm pacing around my house, like checking every room, every bathroom. Could not find the boys anywhere. I literally was about to call the cops. And I'm like screaming like bloody murder for their names. Like I was so scared. I was going out in my backyard screaming as loud as I can. My front yard as loud as I can. Like I was a mess. And there was one closet I did not check. And there was a huge box that I didn't check. And they were both just chilling in the box. So that was probably my biggest mom fail, because I'm like, shoot, what do I even tell the cops? Like, I was just in the other room. Like, I didn't know what to do. So what about you, Mare?
So mine is actually,
by the way, she just had a baby like 10 days ago, you guys. She's sitting here with her tiny newborn who is so sweet. Oh my gosh. I'll take a picture.
By the time this airs, she'll be a month old. And by the way, if you guys hear baby noises, it's just because
we have sitting babies here with babies in arms.
We have new babies. One at, by the time you hear this, a 1-month-old and a 5-month-old. So, so mine is actually from a couple of weeks ago when I was still pregnant, but I have to share because it was just too much for me. But I went with one of my girlfriends, Telly, if you're listening, and we got pedicures. I was super pregnant and for some reason decided to wear skinny jeans instead of like leggings or any type of.
Okay, but that's the worst when you go to get a pedicure.
So I hike my jeans up and, you know, it's hard enough to get them up. And
oh my gosh.
Oh, this gets so bad. And so they're super tight around like my swollen legs, and they got super swollen there at the end. And she does the whole pedicure. My legs are kind of turning purple.
Oh my gosh.
And then at the end, this poor lady, she wants my pant legs down, and she's pulling with all of her might, and it will not come back down.
I feel like mine does that because I just have kinkles. Like, I don't even need to be pregnant and still have
but
that.
But usually when you hike up your skinny jeans, you can get them back down, but not when you're 8 months pregnant. So she's tugging and pulling for like a solid 5 minutes, and it's the most embarrassing thing in my life. Because my poor friend is like, are you okay?
And like, yeah, that's not coming down.
Eventually, I'm like, just leave it. The poor lady was so frustrated. She rolls her eyes at me and gets up and walks away. Gosh. It was so embarrassing. But that's anyways, hilarious. I had to, I kid you not, I went home, I iced my legs. I put...
Are you serious?
I put them in cold water. I could not get them back down. And Dallin had to cut my skinny jeans off of me.
Are you serious?
He really did.
I was going to say, that would be so bad if you had to cut them, but that was hilarious.
He had to cut them. My poor husband.
Oh, I'd be like so sad to cut a pair of jeans, but man.
Isn't that sad?
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I had a baby a week later. I don't need those jeans anymore.
I'm dying.
Okay, so what was your win for the week?
Oh, man. This one's harder, but I think my win, just short and sweet, I took all three babies to a museum last night, a kids' museum. And it was so fun. By myself, yeah. And I just nailed it. And I fed her and I...
Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it. So, short and sweet, but I think that's what it... For me, it was, because I'm, like, homebound with three. So, I felt so proud when I came home and I'm like, everyone's alive. Everyone's fed. They had chips for dinner, but we still survived.
My win for this week is... I've never been on top of pumping breast milk when in that first few weeks. Yeah. And then I always wish I had more milk later because I only produce what I need. So this whole week, it's been super time consuming, but I have pumped, I feel like, gallons of breast milk.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Which I didn't do with any of my other babies. So I'm like, that's a win.
I'd be proud of that. Here you go, girl. Okay. She seriously is amazing. She's just chilling here like... So tired eyes because she's had no sleep, but she's a rock star. She's doing good. And her epidural failed, which we will dive into another time.
But also yours. So, yeah, we're going to have a whole birth episode. Don't worry.
I love it. Okay. So, like we said, we're addressing motherhood loneliness today. There are seasons and times in our lives that can cause loneliness. So, you know, it just comes in different shapes and sizes, whether you've just had a baby, like we've talked about with Marion, or have recently moved, or just having a hard time finding your village of moms. Whatever it may be, loneliness comes in, like I just said, in every different shape and size. So you can be feeling lonely in a crowded room. I mean, there's just so many different ways to feel that loneliness.
Yeah. And we thought we'd start by opening up and sharing some of our loneliest motherhood moments with you, just because one of the most common misconceptions I feel on this topic is that you're alone in feeling this way. And there are a lot of reasons why I think we feel that way. Social media plays into that, and we'll dive into that. But we want you to know that you're not alone in feeling like this. We've both felt this way in our life.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. I think you do. I mean, we'll talk about this with social media, but you do feel like when you're alone that you're the only lonely person. And I think it's funny because your next door neighbor could have that same type of loneliness. For me, I feel like the loneliest times I've had, we moved to Texas right after I had a baby. He was like 6 months old. And so I didn't have any friends or family, you know, within thousands of miles away. And so I think that was a time of loneliness for me. And I think there's something about just having a baby that loneliness creeps in. I don't know. Maybe that's happened probably every time I've had babies. It just kind of creeps in when you're in the trenches of it and you're just trying to survive those nights and those days. I think the nights are long, and so it adds being tired on top of it all. So I think for me, it's definitely been those two different times, and it's hard. It's hard. It's hard both ways, you know, whether I was physically away from someone or emotionally away from everybody. I felt like that loneliness is still just so deep and really hard.
Mm-hmm. So I've never been like super far away from family when I had a new baby, but I mean, how do you feel like that affected it differently?
Well, so actually when I was in Texas, that was probably my least lonely baby time because I had family and family and friends come stay with me. So I loved it. I had 24/7 family for like 8 weeks. And so I feel like that kind of cured my loneliness spell that I've had with my other two when I've been home and having a baby. So I think just having them there at that time was awesome. But having babies when I'm close to family, you know, everyone kind of just gets busy in their lives. And I think that you just, it's just a lonely time. So since being home, you know, no one's going to take off work or away from their family to come live at my, although I wish they would come live at my house for the week. You know, we live close to family, so we can just drive to their house. But sometimes that makes it more isolated, because you know that you can, but you don't. And so you just stay home. And I think that, I don't know, that's hard too.
That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. What about for you?
Yeah. I feel like I can speak to this right now, especially like in the last month or so, because we recently moved, and we moved literally 5 miles away from where we were living before. But where we were living before, we had this really great close-knit community. We lived in a townhome, so our homes were all like connected. We all shared a backyard, and we were all within like 1 minute of each other. And I had this community of moms there that I was super close with and super tight with, as well as my mom was a half mile from our house, and I was a lot closer to my childhood best friend that I've had forever. And so I just felt like my community and my circle was so like established where we lived before. And those first 2 months after we moved, and I lost that community, and I didn't have like my next door neighbor that I could just trade watching each other's babies with last minute, so that I could,
and that's
like,
everything. I know.
Yeah. Being able to just say, oh, I have to run and like grab this thing at the store, and I don't want to pack up all the kids. Can they just come over and play for like 15 minutes? So losing that was actually a lot harder on me than I wanted to admit. I cried a lot over that loss of community, and I felt super lonely, and social media didn't help, because I would see that was still happening and I was over here, and
they're still hanging out.
Yeah.
And you're in a different spot.
And now things are great and we still get together. And I just want to express that hope that it does get better and it does improve. For me, that was a really lonely time.
Yeah, it's one thing to be lonely when you're thousands of miles away, but it's another to feel lonely when you're across the street and don't feel that connection too.
Right.
Whether you've moved a city or whether you just don't have that connection in general, I think it's super hard.
A few weeks ago, we did a poll, and we asked how many of you...
This was so crazy.
...are experiencing motherhood loneliness. Yeah, so crazy. And 96%.
Blows my mind. It's just so crazy. Like 96. That's huge.
Yeah. It opened my eyes. Like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, I'm not alone.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Everybody experiences this motherhood loneliness at some point. And even though it was hard to see that and kind of feel sad that so many are experiencing it, it also created this sense of hope or connection, like we're all kind of going through this.
That's what I think too, is we're all sitting here in our houses doing the exact same things, nursing these babies, loving on them, or helping a toddler, or whatever it may be. We're all in our own houses doing the same thing, and a lot of us are lonely, and we could connect and realize we're all doing the same thing and do it together.
No, sometimes it just takes that first little step.
Okay, so we just asked, in that same poll, we asked for tips and advice for what helps you guys combat loneliness. So before we share our tips, here are just a few of yours.
We just loved everything you guys said. Some of our favorites were to get outside, to go for a walk, or go to Target.
I feel like this one's huge. Yeah. This one's huge.
I cannot even say enough how important it is to get outside. Sunlight.
For so many different reasons. It helps so many different things.
And go to Target. I just love that. So many said go to Target.
I know,
it's so hilarious.
Love that.
Adult conversations and play dates are huge.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to get out, but I feel like once you commit to it, it's easier.
Hard to bail.
Hard to bail. Don't be a flake. Okay, some other ones you guys said were girls' nights, which I think is awesome. Those help a ton. And then background noise, so like having music or just like listening to a podcast. Adult conversations, I think, are crucial. So whether that's from an app or whether you're talking to your friends on an app or just even in person. that connection is everything.
I also love how many people on that same topic said, call your mom.
Oh, I love that. I know.
Or, like, call somebody like a mom to you.
Yeah. But I think the hardest part is when you're lonely, you don't really have the desire to reach out. Like, that's been true. My problem, at least. Like, if I'm lonely, I want people to come to me in a way that, you know, and more than likely, people don't know that you're lonely. So, I don't know. I feel like that's probably the most important time to reach out is when you're lonely, and that's the hardest time to reach out to. So, I think that reaching out or trying to serve others when you're at your loneliest is just crucial to helping you get through it.
Yeah, that's something, too, that a lot of you said was service. And just, I mean, I'm in this state right now where I'm being served a lot. Like, people have been bringing over gifts and dinner. And actually, I won't say who it was, but somebody brought me dinner the other night. And she just, on my front porch, opened up to me about how she'd just gone through a miscarriage and that she was in a really lonely time. And that she wanted to bring me dinner because that was helping her through that. And I was standing there going, like, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
But I do think there's a lot.
And you're over here with your baby.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
I know.
That's sweet of her.
But she said, she's like, I signed up for this because I know that serving is what's going to help me through this, like, lonely time of my life. And I just thought, there's so much to be said for serving others.
I think, too, it's knowing how to ask for help, too. And how to, like, if you feel offended that someone hasn't brought dinner over or hasn't asked how you are, I think it's easy to feel that way. But I think we just have to kind of recognize how we can ask for help. Whether that, sometimes that might be hiding behind our husbands and having them ask for it for us. But however it may be, I think asking for help, too, is huge, especially after we've had a baby.
I love that, though, like, not kind of sitting there and thinking,
where is everybody?
Where is everyone? Why hasn't anybody reached out? But
half the time, people don't know, I think. Mm-hmm. I think people just get busy with their lives. And, you know, there was a time even after I had my recent baby that I felt really lonely. And I was like, we moved all the way home from Texas, and I'm just so lonely, and I don't know why. And my mom just was like, it's because, you know, everyone gets in the swing of things and it's not anyone's fault. It's just everyone just kind of gets busy and you'll get there too. And sometimes it just takes a minute to get in the swing of life again. Whatever, whether you moved or just had another baby, whatever it is, like, loneliness can be temporary. And I think remembering that helps too.
It is temporary. That's so important. Today's episode is sponsored by The Baby Cubby, an online and retail boutique that specializes in creating magical parenting experiences. Remember when you were a child and you had that special place where you put all of your favorite things? That was your cubby. As adults, our whole life resembles a cubby. We all have limited time, money, and health. As a child, we would never put something we didn't love in our cubby, so why should that change as an adult? The Baby Cubby helps you to fill your cubby with the things that you love and that matter most, while also giving you the highest quality shopping experience. With features such as cubby moms who are trained and certified to answer all of your questions, certified car seat techs, a kids play area in the store, rewards, price match guarantees, and free shipping on orders over $25. We personally choose the Baby Cubby whenever we need anything from a last-minute baby shower gift to big purchases such as strollers, car seats, and cribs. You can visit the Baby Cubby in person at their Lehi, Utah location, or if you aren't nearby, you can visit their online shop at www.babycubby.com. And don't forget, free shipping on orders of just $25. I don't think it gets better than that. Okay, back to the show. It's okay to be lonely. I think sometimes getting through, like, the hardest moments in our life is first, like, embracing and accepting what it is that we're going through and almost diving in head first to it.
Exactly. And admitting it, you know, admitting that you're feeling that way.
What helped me overcome this bout of loneliness I was having is that this time of life is lonely in a way.
It totally is.
It's a time where you are, like, you are isolated, you and your kids, and it's totally okay to just kind of let go of social pressures a bit and feel and, like, understand that it's just not going to be the same socially as other times in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's a time for you to connect with your babies and really love that time to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And like just embrace. I just feel like for me, being able to say like, okay, I'm embracing this time in my life that I am alone with my babies most of the time. Mm-hmm. And that one day I will miss being with them all day long, every day. And that's I'll wish so I could do it again. And also using this time to connect with God and like let him help you through it is also something like just embracing what you can use this time for.
There was a time in my life that it was before motherhood where, you know, I had actually called off a wedding. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm not getting married right now. I'm not, you know, I don't have any kids. It's just me. And it was really lonely. And I remember thinking, I'll just marry God. And that sounds so weird, but I put my effort toward my relationship with him. And
I love that.
It was like a 180 of your love for life and your reason to be here. And it just kind of made me, I don't know, it gave me that foundation for when I did become a mom, you know, even though it's not, I don't have that much time to spend, you know, doing the things I did, I do have that time to spend with my kids. And I think you can, just like what you said, embrace it and kind of memorize those days that you're in. And
yeah, it's such, it's such a time.
It really is.
It's quite a time. And and just being able to be like, whoa, this is my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Like, it's fine that I don't see my friends as much. Like, it's fine that I don't connect with adults as much. Totally. I don't know. And one other thing I'll just throw in, and that's just coming to me, is like, if you do have a significant other, lean into them too. I've really learned to appreciate my relationship with my spouse a lot more in this time too. And like telling him how lonely I feel and opening up to him about it.
Totally. So the next thing we want to talk about is stop comparing. I love this. And just understand that social media paints a false picture and just promotes a culture of FOMO, which I laugh about because I was talking to my sisters about this word, fear of missing out. And I crack up because it's a real thing. And like so many people feel it. And you know, everyone has a lot more time alone than they actually project on social media. So,
right.
I don't know. I just feel like having that fear of missing out or FOMO, I honestly, if I'm being totally honest, I don't have that a ton. I do have loneliness sometimes, but I don't really feel left out all the time. And I know that's a whole new thing of feeling left out. And that's a whole new thing we could dive into too. But I think if you have FOMO and you're suffering from that, I think find a way. So like pretend you have friends that are going out for a girls' night or whatever and you didn't get the invite. Throw your own girls' night. You know, like make your life what you want it to be instead of watching it from a bird's eye view at someone else's life wishing that you were them or that you were with them. I think you have to do that. If you can't afford to go on a trip or if you can't do whatever it may be, I don't know what it is that you're feeling FOMO about, just figure out a way to make your whatever you're doing just as fun for you and figure out what that means. I just feel like FOMO is such a decision. You know, it's such a choice to have FOMO or not. And I think, I don't know, choose to have the best of your life and don't worry about what everyone else is doing.
Right. I know. And motherhood is so different now than it was even like 10 years ago before. You were seeing constantly what everyone else is doing. And it's so not true. Like we get on social media and post all day long, like when we're sitting, no makeup on, you know, covered in throw up. That's not the time that we post. We post when we're doing something. And that's probably like
90% of the day, you know?
Yeah.
I think so too. It's good to recognize that.
So like keep in mind, like what you're seeing of people when they're with people is the highlight reel. It's not what's happening.
Yeah, you can't compare their best to your worst for sure.
I love that so
sometimes much. People will be like these fitness gurus and I'm over here with a bag of chips and I'm like, you know what? They probably have a bag of chips every once in a while too.
Or like yesterday when we're out on Marco Polo and you're like, I'm on a sugar detox, and I'm like, I just finished a whole bag of Cadbury eggs. So
I love that. That was so funny.
There we go.
The other thing with this is, and kind of just what we were talking about with FOMO, is be brave and put yourself out there. So if you feel like you're missing out, maybe insert yourself into places. Go to the playgroup or the whatever, the mom club that you've been avoiding, or start one for yourself. That's my thing, is if you're having FOMO, be the ringleader of your new group. Like, start it and have as much fun as you want to have. I don't know. We were kind of talking about having just a few close friends is so key. And sometimes that's better than having a huge, like, 1,000 friends. Just even having one or two is sometimes more fun.
Yeah, no, I love that. I feel like there have been times in my life where I've been feeling lonely or isolated, and I avoid going to the mom group. I almost can't take that step to show up to mom club or to show up to whatever it is. But I think, just like you said, like, be brave. Just go once, mm-hmm. and you will feel so much better. You'll be like, oh, wow, this is why people come. Because there are other moms like me, and we're connecting and we're talking. And like you said, if there's not a mom club or a mom group or a play group or whatever, start one. Mm-hmm. Reach out to your neighbors or to some people online and form one, because there's just something to be said about being together as a group of women mm-hmm. in the same stage of life, in person,
totally
connecting together. I feel like it helps so much.
And know that everybody is kind of, you know, in different pages, but everyone's kind of worried about themselves. It's like when you go to the gym and you're like in a high fitness class, and you're so worried about everything. And it's like, no, everyone's just watching themselves. Like, nobody, you know what I mean? Like,
no one's watching you.
I know. No one's watching you or worried about you. I think just you worry about you and you worry
about
it.
It's not as scary as you think. Like, people aren't going to be judging you for showing up or not showing up, or how you look or what your baby looks like or whatever. Yeah. They're all there worried about themselves, and they're just going to be glad to have another friend there.
Exactly.
You don't need a huge circle. I think there's this misconception that you need a ton of friends.
I know.
You need to constantly be talking to a new friend mm-hmm. or something, but you don't. I've just found that when I've simplified and I've just had a smaller circle of people that I really love and trust and can open up to and talk to about anything, that is so much more valuable to me than like a ton of friends, but like a few close friends.
Yeah,
you know?
I totally agree. We have a talker in here. Sorry.
She wants to be on the podcast.
It's her first debut.
And okay. So social media can be like isolating, like we said, or it can be so helpful.
It's so
true. There
are
just so many things that we have nowadays to connect with people.
Mm-hmm. And you'll find what you're looking for. So if you want to find friends, I mean, you can find people that can be in your circle for that. I love that.
So Instagram and Facebook groups. And then Marco Polo, we kind of mentioned before, is huge. To me, that's been like one of the most helpful things.
A lot of moms use Marco Polo too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what it is, it's just an app that it's just a video app. So it's not really social media. It's a connective app. So you hop on, you can add your close friends, and then you can talk to them throughout the day, which I love because it's like having adult conversations without leaving the house. Right. I'm all about that sometimes.
And at your own convenience. Like, FaceTiming, I feel like, is so hard to find that time to both be able to FaceTime at the same time. But Marco Polo, it's like FaceTiming, but on your own time. And it's nice because the videos can be, like, endlessly long.
I
so
know.
So you can have, like, real conversations on, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've laughed my head off on that thing. I've cried my eyes out.
Yeah.
It's a good app.
And then listening to podcasts is huge for me throughout my day. It helps me to just not feel alone. It helps me to feel enlightened throughout the day. Or even listening to, like, if there's something religious that uplifts you, just listening to things.
I think it's important just to know that you're not alone. Like what you said, 96%, that's crazy. You know, that's almost mm-hmm. everybody. So I think just knowing that everyone feels that way, and maybe reach out to those around you because they probably are, you know. It's kind of like when people say, greet people like they're having the hardest day they've ever had. It's true. Like, we all are lonely, and a lot of us can mask it really well. And I think it's important to realize how common it really is.
Something else that I feel is just so, so important is understanding that people probably aren't trying to not be with you. They just get busy. I just feel like it's so important to give people the benefit of the doubt, because we would never intentionally not include somebody or not invite somebody. And so believe in the best in others too.
And a hard truth that I think maybe would be hard for me to hear in the middle of loneliness is that it's self-inflicted, but it's kind of true. You know, I think it is in a way. I mean, life circumstances can add to that, but I think that there's ways to get out of it, like what we had talked about what we've been discussing. And I think that's important to realize that it's not something that's permanent. You can definitely help yourself get out of it, whether that's, and if you've dived into a deeper level of loneliness with depression and all that, that's a whole different thing. But As far as just, you know, a typical maybe day of loneliness, just to kind of help you get out of this. These are just some things that, have helped us at least.
It's a funk that you, through all these different things and maybe other things we haven't even thought of, you can get yourself out of it, and it's possible. And I hope that's hopeful to hear.
Another thing that we wanted to talk about kind of is just to be the friend you want to have for others. I think this is so important because I think so often we're like, oh, she's not really that good of a friend, or we think different things like that. But I remember in college, I had a friend come up to me, and she's amazing. Mandy Sherman, you guys should find her. She has cystic fibrosis, and so she lives her life like her life has been more full in her 30 years than anyone's in their 80 years, you know. And she said something to me. She said, when I first met her, she said, I hope you know that you can expect to have a good friend in me, because I'm a really good friend of people. Mm. And I don't know why, like, it hits me so hard, because it made me want to be that good of a friend back to her, because she prides herself in that. And I think, be the friend to that person that you want to have back, and I think people will reciprocate that back to you.
I feel so passionate about this. I feel like this is the main thing to help you with loneliness, is to just be that friend. I remember like having this click in my head 2 months ago where I was just like, you know what? It doesn't matter that my friends live far away from me now. It doesn't matter that my mom is far. I can still reach out. I can still plan. I can still be the person that I want them to be for me. And that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a kind person, people reciprocate it. When you put light into other people's lives, you get light back.
It's so true. I love that.
I feel like it's just science. It just works that way. And however hard that may feel in the moment to try and produce that light in someone else's life, even if you feel like embarrassed or like, what will they think about me doing this? Will they think I'm being clingy? Will they think I'm being whatever? If you are producing kindness and light, you will never be in the wrong, ever. You will never be the wrong person.
Hopefully this conversation has been a positive source for help for you on this topic. It is something we could go on and on and on about, but just know that you're not alone, even though a lot of times it feels that way.
We are here to help as a source and a community for you. We hope that above all, you feel that from us.
And yeah, we want to be your friend.
Yeah.
If you need a friend, we'll be that one. Comment on stuff so we can find you and hear about your story too.
So reach out to us, like we said, on Instagram at the.mamahood or on Facebook at the Mamahood Community. And then email us. Send us your thoughts about this episode. And you can email us at themamahoodpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send us your questions. You can send us your advice. Tell us what you're thinking about the podcast. We just want to connect with you over there. And if you found any value in this episode, we would be absolutely honored if you would scroll down and leave us a review.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And we can't wait to hang out with you next week.